or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, yeah, here in America, our guest this morning is Orlene Kula, who's president of the California section of the Eagle Forum. We're going to be talking this morning about an unusual experience she had. But I would simply point out that Pacific Gas and Electric Company is one of the largest corporations in California. It's basically the major utility providing us with natural gas and electricity. And if you call the company for any reason, why on the telephone a mechanical operator says, would you like this message in English or in Spanish? And the question rises in my mind, when did Spanish become an official language in the United States? Well, it became an official language when many of our major corporations embraced this globalist concept of multilingual, multicultural society. There are people who work within our major corporations who have no loyalty to America, but to this internationalist dream. And, of course, the same is true with other issues that the Pacific Gas and Electric Company embrace. They embrace the smart meter concept. The whole idea of smart meters is as a prelude to smart appliances and regulation and control of everything that we do. The smart grid is part of this whole situation. There is a globalist agenda, and Pacific Gas and Electric Company is part of it, and how did that happen? And then more recently, why the issue came up as far as homosexuality. Now, you must understand the homosexuals make only a very, very small part of our population. 25% of them are into S&M, that means the boys in leather with whips and sadism and masochism, just a horrible perversion of sexuality where you get sexual gratification from inflicting pain on others or having pain inflicted upon you. And why don't the leaders of homosexuality speak out against this? Because it's part and parcel of an aberrant lifestyle that is an affront to humanity and to mankind, and yet recently, Pacific Gas and Electric Company was put somewhere in their ballot, and Charlene will be able to tell us the details, an open support of gay lifestyle and gay marriage, and the idea that there should be, it should be all right for gays to marry. Well, marriage is something ordained by God, designed to create children. In a free society, if people want to embrace an aberrant lifestyle, they want to be sadists and masochists, why, there's nothing we can do about it. But we do not have to embrace those concepts because they are an affront to God. In fact, most of what's going on today is an affront to the God of the Bible, the whole globalist movement, multiculturalism, multilingualism. If God had wanted us all to speak the same language, we would, but he intervened back in the time when they were building the Tower of Babel, and when there was the idea of uniting the world, one language, one nation, one king, one ruler. And, of course, God intervened and introduced different languages and spread people throughout the world. And yet there's an effort to bring that and unite the world today. Well, Orlean, I'm going to let you pick up the story and you tell it what happened recently. Go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I was asked to be a proxy for a man who is a shareholder for PG&E, and he had been so upset over the years sitting in these shareholder meetings and realizing that so much of his money was going towards promoting and supporting the homosexual movement. And he was especially upset when $250,000 went to the No on Proposition 8 campaign. And Proposition 8, for your listeners who do not know, is the one that California had to try to support traditional marriage, marriage between a man and a woman. And so he decided that he was going to have to do something about it. And someone suggested that he actually come up with a resolution that would allow on the shareholders' book that they send out once a year, this little booklet where they do their voting, his resolution would be there asking for PG&E to stop supporting social, cultural causes that many of the members don't agree with. And he cited this $250,000 that went to the No on Prop 8 campaign. However, he was not able to be at this shareholders meeting. He was in Nepal as a missionary. And so he asked me, he actually met me at your conference, Dr. Stan. And I guess he thought that he knew I shared his same philosophy on all of this and asked me to go and be his proxy. I'm not a shareholder. In fact, I'm pretty upset with PG&E because of the whole smart meter debacle, that I consented, and so I was there, and I presented.
So this is at the PG&E stockholders meeting, is that right?
Yes, and it was just last Tuesday morning.
Okay,
and I was there, and
it was to object to the fact that they had put up $250,000 really in support of gay marriage, in other words, in opposition to a legislation that was going to say, you know, we should not consider marriage between homosexuals. They want to live together, fine, but why call it marriage? But go ahead.
So anyway, I was treated very royally. They knew exactly who I was. All I had to do was say, I'm here as a proxy for it. They said, oh, yes, you're Orlean. And so they seated me right next to the microphone where I was to speak in behalf of his proposal. The sad thing was most of the people had already done their voting. I didn't realize that. They send in their voting by computer. And, of course, that way PG&E knows exactly how they're voting. So anyone that is a PG&E employee or on their board of directors, of course, would have to vote the way PG&E tells them to vote. And even though I thought I did a very good job.
Hold that thought, Orlean. Orlean presented before the Pacific Gas Electric Company and stockholders came right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We tried to go chase
them. Well, I just got back here, and so or leave pull up is going to the PG&E stockholders meeting to speak in support of a resolution put in by a gentleman who says PG&E should not be using its corporate money in support of the gay lifestyle, which is in essence what they were doing by suggesting a no vote on a stage proposition, which basically said that we should not support the concept of gay marriage, calling it marriage. I mean, how could it be a marriage when this is ordained by God to create children? Well, the homosexuals say we should have a right to marry like everybody else. Well, but why do something that's an affront to people and to God, you know? Saying it's marriage doesn't mean that you're like everybody else, because you're not. You've adopted an aberrant lifestyle, and there's no way that homosexuality and sadism and masochism, which 25% of the homosexuals engage in, can be considered normal. And besides that, homosexuality is bad for you medically. 1 in 3 lesbians going to get breast cancer. They suppress that information. They don't want the lesbians to know that. Honestly, if you're a male homosexual, you're going to die young. You're not going to have any children. The people who are really behind this are not homosexuals. They're the people who want population control. They want to kill off the lesbians with breast cancer. They want a lifestyle where there are no children produced. They want the homosexuals to die young. This is not happening by accident. The major force behind homosexuality today is the population control elitist concept, not homosexual. So go right ahead with the story. What happened, Arlene?
Well, I not only presented his resolution as it was written in the stockholder book, but I added 2 more paragraphs at the end. And I hope he didn't mind, but since he was at your conference, I knew he really understood just what you said, what was behind this. So I said, well, first of all, I said, some of your stockholders, I don't believe, would agree with you on this issue. They're probably here in this room today. And your employees would not agree. I have a cousin who works for PG&E. He voted yes on Proposition 8, and he would not want his money going towards the no vote. But I said, furthermore, some of your shareholders here in this meeting would be probably shocked and appalled to find out that PG&E is a supporter and partnership with an organization which is international called ICLEI, which stands for the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives. And ICLEI was one of the promoters and the founders and the writers of the policy of Agenda 21, which is a United Nations program that strongly is out there trying to destroy the traditional family. So that's the last two paragraphs that I added. And then I said, please, I urge you to vote no on this, or vote yes on this proposal, and to stop supporting homosexual marriage. And then, after I was finished, there was a little bit of applause. But I found out that the vote, as I had mentioned, had already happened. The majority of people had voted by 6 o'clock that morning and had done it by their computers. And those who had not, they were given the chance to have a ballot, and maybe there were 20 that I saw were filling out a ballot right there. And then the result of the ballots were given. 3% had voted in favor of Peter's resolution as I had presented it to them, and 97% had voted no. And then when it came to the question and comment period, one of the men way in the back said, you know, I've discovered that PG&E employees and your board of directors, you hold 97% of the stock in PG&E. We shareholders hold maybe 3%. So what power do we have, and what difference does our vote make anyway? So that was very enlightening, wasn't it? Anyway, I really learned a lot from this.
Well, I think that what you did was educate people. I'm sure many people who work for PG&E would support your position, but they want to keep their jobs. They do exactly as they're told.
Exactly, especially when it's not really an open, honest election. If they have to cast their ballots through their computer, they know exactly who it's coming from and how they're voting.
Sure.
That's not open or honest. It was amazing. But the amazing part also, I did have two people who came up to me afterwards when it was all over with and thanked me for my presentation and said I did it very well, and they totally agreed with what I said. But, you know, there, and maybe others were in the room who also agreed. But what was also interesting then was the question and answer period that happened afterwards. And fortunately, there were quite a few people who began to ask questions about the smart meter aspect. And having just completed my book, it's now a published book. I'll have to send you a copy of it. It's all sold out, but they're sending me some more. But my Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meter book has been published, and I had a copy with me. And they did tell me that when everyone else had finished with their questions or comments, then I would be allowed to ask one. So I did. I stood up at the podium, or at the microphone, and I showed my book. And it's quite an interesting, it has a different cover now. It shows Hitler holding a smart meter in his hands, and it's Just Say No to Big Brother's smart meter, the latest in biohazard technology. And on the back, I have a quote. Smart meters make spying and surveillance and snitching on the people around you so much easier. Smart meters would have been a dictator's dream come true. And that's exactly, I think, what is going on. But I didn't give them that quote, but I did show them the book. And I made the comment that the people, see, before this actually happened, there was a huge group of people outside protesting because of the smart meters, even though PG&E has offered now an opt-out. And it was interesting, the director inside, the CEO inside the stockholders meeting, whose name is Anthony Early, said that they were so benevolent and so concerned about their customers that they are giving them freedom and giving them choice, so therefore they can have an opt-out. This didn't come by them. It came from 2 years of people speaking out and protesting, and actually almost a class action lawsuit it was going to be, and finally PG&E is giving the opt-out, but it wasn't their own doing. But the opt-out to some of us is so bad because we have to pay $75 and then $10 a month to have someone come and read your meter, which they've been doing for ever since we've been in our home free of charge, but now we have to pay for it. So I told them we felt that this was extortion. And that's why so many of the people were outside gathered, and so many of the people were out there because of health reasons. They are EMS sensitive. And I said in my book, I have a whole chapter on the many health problems that are coming from this pulsed radiation coming into their home 24 hours a day. And I also mentioned how this Mr. Early had said how wonderful the smart meters were and how accurate. And I said in my book, I mentioned that one of your representatives was asked to come and speak before a Senate hearing in Sacramento. And after an hour of grilling her, she finally admitted that 43,000 smart meters had been reported to be inaccurate and had really upped the rates. And so they're not accurate. And so many people are complaining about their rates skyrocketing after the smart meter was put on their home. But he's kind of skipped over all that, and he said, well, I would just like to say that as far as the health aspect, so we found out that the radiation or the RF coming into the home is far less than anything that you'd have in your cell phone. That's not true. So they continue to not tell us the truth about these meters and try to pretend that they're benign and everything's just fine. But there were other people, fortunately, in the room that also had questions. And one man said, I would take my smart meter and throw it as far as I could if I were able to. And so anyway, there were some. And then along with me was Deborah Tavares. And she's been on your show many times. And she was also able to ask a question. And she asked a question about the liability that will come to landlords. And because of their complaints about the smart meters, and who is liable? The landlords? She is one. She and her husband have 19 tenants in Southern California. And of course he skipped over that, didn't really answer her accurately or anything on that one either. But it was a good meeting. I learned a lot, and fortunately I think a lot of shareholders maybe learned a lot from my comments, and we'll see what happens after this.
Well, for our listeners out there, Orlean has written a book on smart meters, and she also has written an excellent book on Agenda 21. And you can get both of them through my ministry at RadioLiberty.com. We have a 4-tape set on smart meters. And, of course, why do they call them smart meters? Well, obviously, if you're against a smart meter, you must be in favor of dumb meters. And who in their right mind would admit that they're in support of dumb meters? Well, I'm in support of no meters at all, because this is part and parcel of a vehicle, first of all, to be able to regulate how you utilize electricity. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there is an effort to destroy industrialized or advanced society. What they want to do is get us to stop using electricity, to run the price up so high we will not be able to afford it, or won't be able to afford it as readily as we have in the past. Electricity is incredibly cheap to make. Hydroelectric electricity, penny a kilowatt. That's why they're tearing the dams out. They don't want hydroelectric electricity. They want, of course, to do away with nuclear electricity. And certainly what's happened in Japan certainly is a terrible tragedy. But why did it happen? And is it possible that the ability to manufacture earthquakes today? And I want to assure you that there is. And the technology is there. They're able to manufacture earthquakes. It was, of course, the earthquake that precipitated this whole tragedy over in Japan, has made a large segment of the countryside there uninhabitable. It's closed down the nuclear power plants, And that's going to be used to close down nuclear power across the world. And, of course, if they can get us to give up hydroelectric electricity and nuclear electricity, and then convince us that the global warming is a reality, so we can't get electricity from fossil fuels, they can de-industrialize society and take us back to the 18th century. And you think that sounds ridiculous? It is. And yet there are people who really want to do that, and you need to understand the term creative destruction. It has been used repeatedly. You'll find it on the Internet. When Alan Dulles was, when Alan Greenspan was asked before a congressional committee, well, what does this term creative destruction mean? He explained that we want to create a new society, a new form of life, but before we do, we've got to be able to destroy the old. And that's what's going on today, and smart meters are part of it. Our telephone number here at the American Freedom Network, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question for or need, this is highly important, ladies and gentlemen. There is an organized effort to destroy both moral morality and sexual structure on its
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
CINN stations in ALT salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in ALT, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Orlene Kulam. And if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. And they're bringing the smart meters in. all across America, all across the world. This is the international program. ICLEI, the International Council for Local Environmental Issues, this is an international subversive program aimed at taking away property rights, certainly lowering living standards, decreasing the number of people, destroying the religious and economic and monetary structure of modern society. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Orlean, would you like to get out your telephone number and your website so people know how to get in touch with you? And then we have a...
Yes, I'd be happy to. They can reach me here in California, 707-539-8393. And I have a website that we've just started to go along with my smart meter book. And it's smallhelmpressassociate.com.
So what was that one more time?
smallhelmpressassociate.com. And it's right, associate right. with an ES on the end. And the reason I chose that name, the cover of my, well, the first page of the book shows a little small helm of a ship. And this comes from the scripture of James. In James it says, behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are so, I don't have my glasses, and are so driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. And that's what I believe. I think people who are armed with truth, even if it's maybe just one person, just like one small helm can turn a great ship. One person can speak out and try to turn this nation back the way it's supposed to be and back towards God and the way he would want this wonderful nation to be when it was established by our founding fathers. And as you've mentioned, Dr. Stan, these smart meters and the smart grid they're going to be connected to, it's a big international plan, an international program, and when it's totally implemented, we will lose the freedoms to even be safe in our own home. The smart meters are going to be a constant spying technique to know exactly who is in the home and who isn't. And, you know, what a good time for someone to plan a robbery. If they and it's so easily hacked, people can just drive by with their scanners and know, read the meter and know who is inside the home, or if there's no one there at all. And they'll also know what part of the home you're in and what equipment is being used. In my book, I mentioned that in Germany, a study that was done by the Münster University discovered that the smart meters can even tell what television show you're watching or a DVD show. You're not even watching a television show. And it's just amazing what they can reveal. And that data will then be sold to the highest bidder, so they'll know so much about you and will know how to send advertisements to you concerning whatever appliance you're using. Or it's just amazing, the data that they're collecting on us. And that's all I also reveal in the last chapter of my book, where this is all coming from, that back in 1932, a book was written called Technocracy that said that they knew that they didn't have the technology then, but someday they would have the technology so advanced that they could have 24-hour surveillance of your home. That was the inspiration for George Orwell to write his book, 1984, where he tells about the Big Brother, and he really did think it was going to go happen back by 1984.
Well, anyway, we carry the book on smart meters written by Orlean, and you can get that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry both of our books, but we have a caller, and who's calling in?
Hello?
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 Yes, go ahead.
My name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Fort Collins. And I recently talked to our public service about opting out on the smart meters. And they're going to allow us to do that here with a monthly charge. But then they also told me that they still install the smart meter. It's just not activated. which this makes me think, what are we really accomplishing? Because couldn't they activate it without our knowledge?
And why would they install it? Are they going to have the analog meter there? If they install the smart meter and they take out the analog meter, how are they going to know how much electricity you're using? So that's an excellent point. What do you think about that?
We were told the same thing here in California. A year ago, PG&E said, all right, we'll finally grant you an opt-out, but it was going to be the same thing. It was going to be a smart meter that was just not activated, and it had an antenna on it. And like you said, we suspected that they could turn this on any time, so we held out and continued to protest, and so finally they have given us this real opt-out where people can have the smart meter taken off, an old analog meter installed. But according to Mr. Early, the CEO for PG&E, 9 million smart meters have been deployed, and that's the word they use. It's a military term that they, instead of using installed, they say deployed. And he said 9 million have been deployed here in Northern California. Only 23,000 people have asked for the smart meters to be taken off.
How many?
So he thinks that's such a tiny little percentage and shows how wonderful the smart meters are. I think it's because people are in such tight budgets, they can't afford the $75 to have the initial cost or the $10 a month to keep the meters off. I think if it were free, we probably would have maybe millions of people asking for the smart meter to be taken off. But I would suggest in Fort Collins you continue to hold out, say, no, I refuse to have the smart meter unless you truly will give me an analog meter, and don't accept their opt-out as is. And it's amazing. We now have here in California 56 cities that have come up with an ordinance or some kind of a memorandum against the smart meters. So the word is spreading, and I think that's why PG&E just finally had to back down and give us what we asked for. But we don't quite have what we would really ask for, and that's to do it free of charge. But I would suggest that you continue fighting.
And the thing is that they lie. You have to understand that these are ruthless people. They're part of a truly diabolical, subversive movement, and they simply lie about everything. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Don't trust them. Get yourself an analog meter. And then, of course, look, they used to read the meters for nothing. So why now they have to charge you $10 a month? And we ought to bring lawsuits and tie them up with all sorts of injunctions and lawsuits. They will scream, but do not believe them when they pretend to be nice. They're part of a truly diabolical and evil system, which is intent upon creative destruction. We'll be right back in a moment. Give us a call at 77254. 77254. 77254.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right. Collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand here at where I guess Orleans Fulham, and we carry her Sydney on the 1021 and Sydney on smart meters. You can order both of them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The title of her book is By Stealth and Deception. That's a pretty good title, because it suggests that what they're doing is secretly, and of course they are, they intend to kill off most of the world's population. You say, that's ridiculous. Oh, is it really? Well, we hope that you want to get some material we have on planned population reduction. And remember, one of the major reasons people who are not homosexual are pushing the homosexual lifestyle is because homosexuals die young and they don't reproduce. It's part of the population control agenda. And I can show you their material, the people who are in favor of population control, where they talk about encouraging homosexuality, which is why the entire media today glamorizes homosexuality and brings in all these nice people who are homosexuals, and many of them are very nice people, and they're very talented, and they're very caring people, but they are being, of course, set up for an early and non-productive for an early death and a tragic life. Well, Cindy, if you're out there, you have a question for Orlean, our telephone number 877-254-7524. Orlean, you go right ahead.
Well, one of the things I wanted to make mention also in the last, second to the last chapter of my book, I try to connect the dots and let people know where this is really coming from. And I mentioned the book Technocracy, but I also show a graph called Al Gore's Web that shows all of the, there are eight different companies that he is associated with that have something to do. He's either on the board of directors or he actually started these. They all have something to do with carbon credit trading. And so whenever a carbon credit is traded, just like anything that's traded on the International Stock Exchange, Al Gore gets a fee. He's like the stockbroker. So you can understand why he has to continue to promote this global warming scam, because he has so much money invested in it. And that's also what I discovered, that the ultimate goal is they want all of us to someday be on a cashless society where the everyone will receive a credit card, but it's, this credit is based on carbon credits and on energy. So you will have your monthly allotment of carbon credits or energy credits, and that's what you now use to purchase, to do whatever, to trade, whatever you're doing. And if you don't use up all that allotted number, tough, there's no way to save anything. There will be no accumulation of wealth. And then that it'll just be less. So, of course, you try to use it all up and then get your next month's allotted credits. So that's the ultimate goal behind all of this smart meter and the smart grid. And I know it sounds so far-fetched and scary, but in my book I give 10 quotes from various newspapers, mainly coming from England, saying, talking about a cashless society with carbon as the new currency, or as the new whatever is being used to use for money to take its place. So that is quite remarkable, isn't it?
Well, it's incredible, but what people must understand is there's an organized effort to lower the living standards of the American people, to impoverish the American people, and it's well underway. If you want to verify it, there is a plan. You need only to read the Earth Charter. Point 10A calls for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations.
Johnny.
How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between the people living in the United States and the people living in Haiti? Why you raise the living standards in Haiti, but you dramatically lower the living standards in the United States? And people say, that's crazy. Well, of course it's crazy, but this is what they're in the process of doing today. And if you study the chart, you'll find that the salary adjusted for inflation here in the United States has fallen dramatically. I remember when I was a boy, why, first of all, my dad worked, my mother was at home. People could live on one salary. Now, of course, the people have to have two salaries to live ordinarily, and, of course, they have really less and less money, and they simply have very little.
Dr. Stan, I am not sure what is happening, but I cannot hear anything anymore.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can.
All right, fine. I'm not sure what happened there, but those things sometimes do happen. Under any circumstances, there is an organized effort to lower our living standards. A parting thought from you, Orlean. We're just about done with the program.
I'd just like to thank you for having me on your program, and I so appreciate your great efforts over these many years to try to get the truth out and wake up America. I think things would be far worse if we didn't have your wonderful radio program. And I do encourage people to support your ministry in every way they can. And if they would like to purchase a copy of my book from you, that would be wonderful. And I do have a new, like I said, a new published version that has a different cover on it and has quite a few additional pages. It's now 300 pages. But I will send some copies of that to you as soon as they finally arrive. We kind of sold all of them, and so I'm just waiting for some more to come from the publisher. And
well,
I encourage people to come and hear the conference where you're going to be speaking. You're going to be at this conspiracy conference in June. I will be there as well, and we'll have our Smart Meters books available, as well as the book by Stealth and Deception. So I look forward to seeing you then, Dr. Stan, and thank you for all your wonderful work and all that you do.
God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Orlean will be our guest again this afternoon on our Genesis program, the first hour. And then, of course, if many of you are coming to California for the Thursday conference, you get a chance to meet Orlean. We'll be back in a moment. Bye-bye, Orlean. Thanks so much.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, I'm Dan back here at American Network. I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Orlene Bullum, her book, By Stealth and Deception, and then her book on smart meters, both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand Agenda 21, of course, we have a great new DVD by Michael Shaw. It's called Agenda 21, and we recommend that. We have a four-tape set on smart meters. And you must understand there is a master agenda out there. Now, we can call it sustainable development. We can call it Agenda 21. It's all part of the master plan for the 21st century, to destroy the infrastructure of the United States, to take away our ability to utilize power, to have an industrialized society, to impoverish the American people, and to kill off the majority of people in the world. And you say that's crazy. Who in their right mind would want to kill off the majority of the people in the world? And my answer is, of course, nobody in the right mind. Oh, we're not dealing with people in the right mind. We're dealing with people who have a different world vision. And if you read what these people say and you see what they're doing, why, it's very obvious that they are in the process of this today. And certainly this is one of the things we'll be talking about. We'll be offering you my new DVDs, hopefully they'll be available. One of them is called Population Control, The Covert Agenda, and they'll be available shortly. This is what I'll be talking about at the conference, the one that's going to be held in San Francisco in June. And then I'm going to be speaking there in your area in September. I think it's September the 15th. I've been invited to give a talk somewhere south of Colorado. I'm looking forward to it. And to seeing many of you, we'll let you have no more information as it becomes apparent. Well, our telephone number, Stephanie, is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Incidentally, if the gentleman who has invited me to come to speak there in September is listening, I don't have the email that he sent to verify this. If it came, I certainly missed it. So if he'd either call me or certainly send me an email to verify the meeting we're going to be having there in Colorado on the 15th of September, give us a call. He has my telephone number, or send an email and simply put down Attention Colorado Meeting or something, so I'll know what it's about. And then, of course, we hope that if you've not yet heard my talk on the Forbidden Secret or my talk on the Dark Secret, read the book Petrus Romanus, because it points to the fact that there is a long-range Luciferian plan to create a crisis in the world And what year? The year 2012. The crisis has already begun. There are runs on the banks in Greece and in Spain today. There is increasing violence in Europe. And it's going to spread to the United States. Our telephone number 1-800-544-8937. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights,